Okay, and our final segment already with Cliff High, halfpasthuman.com. You can get the new report there. It was just released Monday. Cliff is doing this exclusive appearance on this program because he really has great respect for you, the most intelligent audience in talk radio, without question. Now, the data gap. Just got a note from Teresa, and let me read this. She says, "Hi, Jeff. My thoughts on this data gap. I think it may be a rare period where it is not written yet. We are being faced with many tests, and depending on how we karmically handle those tests, we'll see the outcome in that period. I could be wrong, of course, but I have also heard the same thing about the 2012 period from psychics for years. We create it all. That is why they have to manipulate our subconscious. Truly a fight of good and evil. Hopefully we'll make a different choice than has been made before. All of this has happened before. All of this will happen again." Anyway, just a thought. We have a lot of good thinking people out there.
Yeah, and it's quite true. I mean, on a continuous creation basis, my model of universe does allow that consciousness expresses itself in the material world directly because it creates matter. And since we're trapped in the material world in little bits of consciousness, we're obviously participating at some level. And I'm certain that if we all decided to stand up and say, "No, I'm not going to go over and shoot that guy," all their wars would simply just disappear.
Right.
The problem at the moment is there's a couple of the nut jobs that wouldn't say that, and they'd push some buttons. But I think we'll come out of it at some level.
What level that'll be. I think your tribal warlords appointed by what they call a federal bureaucracy to oversee cities under siege, cities where law enforcement goes home to take care of its own families in many cases.
Sure.
Immediate breakdown of the thin veneer of what they call civilization, which is hanging by a thread and people just don't get it. It's that grand illusion that keeps people towing the line and following the rules.
Well, and also we have to acknowledge that civilization is an abstraction that frequently is assaulted historically.
Oh, yeah.
And in the assaults, we have negative impact in the sense of, you know, the Dark Ages, the collapse of the Roman Empire, the collapse of the Second Chinese Empire, etc. Fifth century China, these kind of things are very similar to the kind of times that we find ourselves now,
mm-hmm.
only they were occurring. We'd actually have to say that they were pretty much global at that point, too, because we were having the collapse of the Mayan civilizations concurrently with some of those. So there are indeed cycles, and we're at one of those. The aware observer, I guess, the smart individual who's educated themselves to be able to look up from their munching of the sheeple grass and say, what's going on in the distance there, can maybe see that, you know, it's time to start charting a separate course and that there are some things that are simply not worth preserving. Other things make sense, but, you know, the Hadrian, in the Hadrian's Wall and then standing at the gate of the defenses, so to speak, on the bridge to defend the civilization against the barbarians is a fine and noble gesture, but the people that tell you that are the powers that be who are slipping out the back door while these brave and noble people are sacrificing themselves to defend, quote, civilization. So it's kind of, if you really look and educate yourself and you get to the point where you start listening to Michael Tsarian, among others, where they describe the powers that be in excruciating detail and you see what nasty fellows these are,
mm-hmm.
you think to yourself, well, if it's good enough for the Rockefellers to go skate about at this point or the Rothschilds,
mm-hmm.
then maybe it's also good enough for me. And we note, of course, that the Rothschilds are off on plastiki, their little plastic boat in a quote, an eco tour sort of a deal, and they're all going out and about and at this point in time. I kind of think there's a reason.
Well, they all have their land stakes in Patagonia and Argentina and Paraguay, and they have their standby planes, private jets, ready to go in case something really unfortunate happens that they can't
set aside. When?
Well, in their mind, in case.
Yeah.
But they're going to go, a lot of them. This is going to happen. And I'm curious about this mass relocation of people. And I'm just wondering if the government is going to try to come up with a program, FEMA, to force or entice or both homeowners and other people who have apartments or buildings to let these people stay there. And what we'll have immediately, though, of course, are shanty towns, absolute unbridled crime and criminality. This is going to be wild.
Yeah, and there's also the issue of whether FEMA per se would exist, because my point about the derivatives and the collapse of the dollar, the repercussions will be very rapid within the federal government since they're so close to the printing of the money. It's kind of like on a hose. The water stops at the faucet before it stops at the end. So people will be hanging on out in the provinces thinking there's more money coming, but the people in the inner circle, so to speak, will know what's going on and start to absolutely deserting these agencies, and it will ripple outward. So the source of control will leave and will be dying from the inside as the flow of funds is shrinking. So the idea that FEMA would exist in any kind of a comprehensive whole with the collapse of the dollar due to the sudden collapse of the derivative due to the evacuation.
Right. Yep. Just a word to the wise, if you haven't bought any storable food, you still have a little teeny window left, because come July and August, I think this thing is going to ramp up to a level of horror for many along the Gulf Coast that they will literally just backpack it out of there if they have to. Guns and rations, and they'll start walking, a lot of them. There are a lot of ex-military people that are able to protect themselves, and they're going to be banding together. This is going to be crazy.
Well, it's also nationwide. Now, let's not forget that the impacts will also reach all the way up into Canada. If our data was accurate on one point within that temporal area, it's probably accurate in the others. We discount numbers that come through, but some numbers we trust because of the way that they come through linguistically.
Well, these people are going to want to go north. They're not going to want to stop.
Well, my point being is, so will all of the people in Central America.
Yeah.
They'll be forced to evacuate north or south as the system of winds start drawing the poison their direction. So you'll have 50, 60 million Central Americans that will want to come up the I-5 corridor heading towards Vancouver.
Well, thank goodness the Cascades and so forth are there. Blow a few bridges and nobody moves.
They'll probably collapse on their own, given what all the other stuff we've got going on.
They'll stay in Reading.
Yeah,
we need to stop that. And it wouldn't take many National Guardsmen to take care of that. And maybe there'll be something left. Even local militias could stop it.
Yeah.
And that may happen. It's wide open here. We're at an unprecedented level in our devolution. At this point, we're looking at something we've never seen before,
and it's very interesting on many different levels. And as long as you don't get too caught up into the monkey mind part of it, you recognize that material reality is not what we are. We're not really our bodies. We're the sum total of our experiences.
Yeah, but for the average American,
that
doesn't work. They can't get there. They've been brought up on media. And the media says things.
I know.
Okay, well, for all of you folks in the Gulf area listening, what would Cliff High counsel them at this moment? We have 2 minutes left.
I'd make a contingency plan for the expectation that you'll be forced out by circumstances, and I would not particularly allow myself to stay there just because government didn't tell me to move.
In other words, if
things smell bad, you're being exposed to those chemicals.
Yeah.
If it continues and gets worse, at some point you're going to have to say to yourself, how long do I allow this to continue, and what are my criteria for leaving? Make up that criteria list now so that you'll recognize it when it comes up and slaps you in the face.
And there are a lot of people leaving right now. Moving companies aren't even taking names, I understand, in many cases. So you're going to have to make plans, and now is the time to start doing them.
You have a small window of opportunity, but like I say, if you can smell it, you're being exposed to the chemical. So.
If you have relatives up in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, whatever, be on the phone to them tomorrow and say, do you have an extra couple of rooms? We may be on the way.
Yeah. What arrangements can we make and so on? By the way, let's all be prepared for a very cold winter up here, too.
Yeah, for sure. bring food with you if you can. I don't know how people would even begin to leave a home behind with life possessions and
I know, it's horrific, but it's the same situation the refugees have faced from war, famine, Dust Bowl. Yeah. We're facing it all over again. Let's not be too surprised.
We've never had to do it. Americans have never had to face that. It's not in our immediate social DNA to deal with such.
Well, there was the Dust Bowl that moved my relatives, thousands of miles.
Well, I think many of us would rather see another Dust Bowl than that. We are looking at now in the Gulf. This is a biggie. Boy, if that methane goes off, kaboom, tsunami.
No, wouldn't worry about that. Methane requires specific relationship with oxygen to explode, but the other issue is the sheer pollution of the atmosphere to the point where we have the ill winds where it's not able to be breathed effectively even in the short term.
Mm-hmm. That's like carbon monoxide in a way.
Yeah, yeah. Whole areas of Africa are dealing with it from volcanoes and other regions. So it's not unknown.
Wow. Cliff, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. Just remarkable work you and George do. And I urge people to go to halfpasthuman.com. But more than that, I think both of us can say in unison here, be prepared and make contingency plans now while you still have a little bit of a window.
Yeah, time is not merely short. It is gone. If you're not doing it now, you won't be doing it in the future.
That's all too true. Thank you, my friend. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Talk to you later, guy.
Okay.